Chapter 12. Revelation in Paradise. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet. Revelation 1 verse 10. As we enter John's vision in Revelation, chapter 1, we find clues to John's reason for writing the book of Revelation along with the time and place. First, I want to remind you that the flow of his writing was penned beyond the veil, in that heavenly city. The author of Revelation refers to himself as John. He is associated with the seven churches in the Roman province of Asia, present-day southwest Turkey, in their suffering, blessing, and perseverance. His stand, because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus, Revelation 1 verse 9, caused him to be exiled to Patmos, a small island located about 60 miles southwest of Ephesus, in the Aegean Sea. He wrote this in about 95 AAD. John was on the prison isle and was writing to the seven churches of Asia Minor. In Revelation 1 verse 9, John says, "First John, who also am your brother and companion, sharer and participator in the tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the isle that is called Patmos, banished, on account of my witnessing to the word of God, and for the testimony, the proof, the evidence, for Jesus Christ." As outside persecution against Christians increased, the first century church also faced internal problems. They struggled with suffering, spiritual warfare, heretical doctrine and practice, and spiritual apathy. Christ had promised to return. But when? And how? And what would he do about the problems facing the church when he did come back? Confronted by these circumstances, the original readers of Revelation needed to be both encouraged and exhorted. On the one hand, Revelation was intended to be a promise of divine protection from God's judgment on the world. On the other hand, those who read the book were to take it to heart and obey, standing for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. In the power of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle John received great visions. Revelation 1 verse 10, 4 verse 2, 17 verse 3, and 21 verse 10, as well as crucial messages that the church needed to hear. In the spirit realm, Revelation depicts a divine struggle against Satan and his demons. 2 verses 9, 10, 13, 24, and 3 verse 9. Yet this battle against the deceiver of the world and the accuser of the brethren has already been won by the blood of the Lamb. 12 verses 9 to 11. All that remains is for Satan and his followers to be sentenced to their just, eternal punishment by the Lord. 19 verse 20, 20 verse 3, 10, their doom is sure. Revelation means to take the cover off. It is the uncovering, and especially that of the glory of Christ and of what the future holds. In the Amplified Bible, I enjoy the enlightenment on the first three verses of chapter 1. The words here jump off the page to the readers. Revelation 1 verse 1 to 3 AMP. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ, his unveiling of the divine mysteries. God gave it to him to disclose and make known to his bondservants certain things which must shortly and speedily come to pass in their entirety. And he sent and communicated it through his angel, messenger, to his bondservant John, who has testified to and vouched for all that he saw in his visions, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed, happy, to be envied, is the man who reads aloud, in the assemblies, the word of this prophecy. And blessed, happy, to be envied, are those who hear it read, and who keep themselves true to the things which are written in it, heeding them and laying them to heart. For the time, for them to be fulfilled, is near. This man John, as is stated in Revelation 1 verse 10, made a statement that started in the beginning of God's time in that heavenly court. God is spirit, and his spirit was brooding in heaven, and things were spoken into existence. In the beginning God said it was good. In Revelation 1 verse 10 AMP, John said, "I was in the Spirit, wrapped in his power, on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice like the calling of a war trumpet." Verse 11 AMP gives us great insights into this heavenly scenario beyond the veil, saying, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Write promptly what you see, your vision, in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus and to Smyrna and to Pergamum and to Thyatira and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea." Well, reader, as it has been revealed to us, John is captivated and captured with the King of Glory, and as the vision unfolds, we are soon to be married to this bridegroom for eternity. Wow, what a love story. God is looking for a suitable mate for his son, Jesus, and he chose the church as the bride. John unfolds more of this magnificent love story as the 22 chapters of Revelation are presented to us in stark reality and the rules of engagement are laid out for us. As we read on, we see the heavenly city in all its glamour and majesty, because the heavenly city is our eternal home with the bridegroom Jesus. Day and night, the angels are singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come." Revelation 4 verse 8. Would you agree with me that John has set in motion for us a vision beyond the veil, which will last us for all eternity?